select committees. Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met for engrossment, and we are reporting ONCR 1919, a resolution to reject Governor Stitt's claim that the gaming compact between the Osage Nation and the state of Oklahoma must be renegotiated. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. ONCR 1920, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction to pharmacy providers of Oklahoma for pharmaceutical distribution services and pharmacy administrative organization services. I'm the sponsor of the final committee action. Is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. ONCR 1919 and ONCR 1920 will advance to third reading. ONCR 1919, a resolution to reject Governor Stitt's claim that the gaming compact between the Osage Nation and the state of Oklahoma must be renegotiated. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, how would you like to proceed?
Close.
Are there any other members wishing to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, Congressman Potts.
I'll waive my time.
So the question is, shall the resolution pass?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The resolution passes. ONCR 1919 will be referred to enrollment. Next is ONCR 1920, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction to Pharmacy Providers of Oklahoma, PPOK, for pharmaceutical distribution services and pharmacy administrative organization services. The sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman, how would you like to proceed?
I will close.
Are there any other members who wish to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, Congresswoman Pratt.
I will go ahead and waive.
The question is, shall the resolution pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The resolution passes and will be ONCR 1920 will be referred to enrollment. I believe we are now back on motions and notices. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to place ONCA 1961, ONCA 1973, and ONCA 1975 on general order day 2 on tomorrow's agenda.
So motion on the floor.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Congresswoman Pratt.
I'm sorry, I was doing something else. Can I just have those repeated?
61, 73, and 75.
Thank you.
Back to motions and notices. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd just like to notice that the Appropriations Committee meeting will meet today from 1 to 2:30, and the Education Committee will meet from 2:45 to 4:30.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Mason.
Well,
although not printed, Health and Social Services will meet at 4:45 today until 6.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
And moving forward, I'd like to make a motion that the Congress will not meet Wednesday morning for the purpose of some attending the funeral for our elder over in Fairfax that is scheduled that morning. I understand there's no funeral feast or no dinner afterwards, so the afternoon is clear for the committees to meet back here Wednesday afternoon. So motion is to not meet on Wednesday morning.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
So the possibility is then we can meet Wednesday afternoon to continue cycles running through for some of the bills, right? Okay.
Did you say? I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
I said we could meet then late afternoon on Wednesday after the committees meet on Wednesdays to continue.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
We have a scheduled commerce meeting from 1 to 2:30. I don't know what it's scheduled after that, but 1 to 2:30, OIGA will be here.
Okay. Just make sure. I do have just a brief update on the arrangements. There will be, the family is still discussing whether or not to have just a small meal for family and friends at the church since the community building is not available. And that's nobody's fault. But however, she will be lying in a state at Hunsaker Funeral Home today from around noon or 1. There will be a rosary Tuesday evening at 7. And then the funeral mass at 10 a.m. followed by the interment at the Fairfax Cemetery. So that's the update that I do have, but we will not be meeting a session. Well, there's a motion and a second. So is there any more discussion? Congressman Mason.
Although making the motion, I stand to my motion, but I'm not sure the afternoon meetings on Thursday or Wednesday. Heard a suggestion you may wish to call a meeting on Congress Wednesday afternoon late. That would be your call. That's not part of my motion.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And again, just committee chairs of those meetings that are scheduled, just talk to your committee, and if you feel that you have a quorum here and you can conduct your business, then that would be up to the committee chairs. So we have a motion and a second to cancel session on Wednesday. Is there any more discussion? Wednesday morning. Congresswoman Edwards, do you have your hand up?
No, I was just clarifying the motion.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 The opposed say no. Motion passes. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to adjourn till 10 a.m. tomorrow. Oh.
Yes.
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 Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed say no. We are adjourned till tomorrow at 10 a.m.
And the Broncos.
I had an announcement, but
don't forget. Don't forget to watch, John.
Well, he's not here. I looked up and he's